Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
When we're looking at the timeline here now of Rex Heuermann, the accused Long Island serial killer, we're going back to 93. Now, that's not to say that that is the official starting point. Very likely it probably goes back even a bit earlier. He would have been in his early 30s at the time. He marries Asa Elrup in 1996, 3 years after what we know to be his alleged first killing. She's there. So she's there for the at least three decades of all of this. Obviously, she's not charged with any sort of crime, but I am wondering, how do you keep your head in the sand for all of that time? I know we have examples of it. We have, Raiders family is one of those. But it does make you wonder a little bit, what was she aware of? And maybe not be able to put the pieces together to go, oh, he's killing people. But there had to have been some things where it's like, what is up with your husband here?
Yeah, I always wonder about that because we've seen it with many serial killers, right? You mentioned Dennis Rader, Ted Bundy was married. I mean, there were many killers that kept their what they did when the, cat was away, what they did very private and without being seen. I also think that these individuals had very much control over their spouses. Yeah. I think they had areas where their spouses weren't allowed. I think that they were so secretive. I know many people, Asarel Elarup has been on their radar, but I just read yesterday another statement from the police. There is absolutely no intersection with her and these victims other than her hair, which is explained through transference, but that she is innocent. But I agree with you, Tony, for people who have been married for decades, there is little that normally they're able to keep from you, but these are controlling, methodical, extremely intelligent individuals that are adept at keeping not only police away, but their spouses away from understanding what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to quarterback it on the other side going, oh, how do you not know? I guess I'm just more curious, not necessarily saying she has anything to do with it, but more so, what were some of those little things that, looking back now, you kind of go, oh, and I'm sure she might be having some of those moments too, assuming that she's not involved in this. He told me this. This is what was really going on. And some of those things may be making a little more sense. It does make me wonder, though, how much has been coming out in the documentary making process. And if any of that has led to more investigative work here on this case.
Well, I can tell you, Tony, that documentary, I'm certainly going to be tuning in.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'm fascinated to know what Asa Elarup really, like you said, those clues that she never understood what they meant, and now they're probably so clear. I think the other reason, though, Tony, that so much went undetected was the state of that home. Mm-hmm. Literally a hoarder home. Where things would have been more easily kept. And the other thing is, a lot of people are asking, how in the world did law enforcement miss what they missed?
Yeah.
That I believe had to do with human remains in some way. that they had to go back and get. And, you know, I've always said, he's an architect. You can, I understand he didn't build that house, but you could certainly hide within that house under floorboards, within wall crevices. I think unless you take that house apart board by board, you know, I think a lot could be hidden. I'm sure when they went back, they did.
And the fact that you have 422 electronic devices seized from Rex Hirschman, computers, tablets, mobile phones, hard drives, flash drives, memory cards, other devices. He seemed to like to keep a record of things. And I can only imagine, because he talks about photos in his writings as well of, you know, hide the photos, get rid of the photos. This goes predates digital. So we're talking either Polaroids or I can't imagine he's going to Walgreens and having things developed. But I'm guessing Polaroids. And then you get into digital era. And so he has all of these digital things as well. I mean, he has like 40 some cell phones. He has like an ungodly amount of SD cards. I mean, we're a media production company. I think we have that many things here. And it's all for him. God knows what's on all of these devices. I would imagine that this is going to be, it's a weird term to talk about when you're talking about dead bodies and dead people, but a treasure trove of information that will hopefully bring some justice and closure to these families of all these women. And I'm thinking we're going to go far beyond 11 here. That have been missing or been found dead over the last 35 plus years.
I agree. And in terms of where he was, in terms of like sexual drive and everything, in your 20s, in your late teens, I mean, that's at the height and peak for many men. Obviously, it can continue on. I think there is no chance that there aren't more bodies found, and much earlier too.
It is certainly a shocking one. I'm thinking he may be one of the most prolific serial killers possibly in recent history. Now that we are learning all this, and I can only imagine how much more will be coming out.
And you know, Tony, I'm so grateful that the task force was formed, that, you know, the individuals involved in this said, we have got to start over and we've got to relook at evidence, or imagine how many more would still be at risk. I want to know when the last one
was really murdered. Without a doubt. And the other question is, how do you prosecute this? When do you prosecute this? Do we just keep going on the investigation? Because this could last forever. I mean, they're still trying to unearth BTK victims. I mean, at some point, do we say, okay, we got this handful that we know you had something to do with. We're going to prosecute these. And then as more come up, we're going to do more trials, or you're going to plead, or what? I mean, I don't even know how he pleads at this point, or how he goes forward with a trial at this point, considering how damning the evidence is of his like to-do list on his hard drive, on his computer. Is this even going to get to trial?
Well, it'll be interesting, though, to me to see whether he's at A or B. And when I say an A, a Bundy that fights it to the bitter end, that wants to represent himself, that is such a narcissist, they just always think they can get over, even with the vast amount of evidence. Or, Tony, will he be more like a Dennis Rader that says, listen, whoa, I want to brag about what I did. I want everybody to listen to me, to my handiwork. And I want to be in control. So nobody's going to convict me. I'm going to convict myself. I'm going to plead guilty. Here it all is. Wait until you see everything I was capable of. Is he an A or B?
I don't know. We haven't heard enough from him other than that one weird interview that he did about architecture to, I think, get a good idea on his personality. I don't know. If I were to guess, I'm going to go with B. I think he's going to be Dennis Rader-like, and he's just going to very calmly, here's what I did, da-da-da-da-da-da, with no real emotion, but just, here's what I did. That's my guess. What's your thought?
I'm leaning toward that only because of the, you know, how methodical he was. I think he wants to be in control in that way. But you know what I do think? I bet it's in his writings. I bet he has a plan for this day.
If I ever get caught.
If I'm ever in these shoes, this is what I'm going to do.
And I wonder if they'll unearth that within all of these devices and everything that he has stored, because this is, obviously, this is not an idiot. This is a very smart, calculating man who, like you said, probably had already planned for this day and already has, you know, he's probably already 10 steps ahead of everybody on how he wants to handle the rest of his existence.
Yeah, I 100% believe that, too. And I agree with you. I'm leaning toward the Dennis Rader. Imagine for a person like this who has always exercised such control to have somebody else unearthing what he did, not him unearthing it.
Yeah.
Not him saying, see how good I was at changing up what I did and, you know, staying in shape for these crimes and all that whole laundry list of everything we've seen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's got to be driving him crazy.
I think he's going to want the credit for it. He's going to want to be able to say, look how smart I am. Look how good this is. Cause you know, it's just nothing else, but he will get some sort of pride out of being able to do that. Just like Rader still attempts to do. So, wow.
Yep.
Just bombshell in the Rex Heuermann case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.